Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. I'm not certain if it's just the algorithms on my computer, but when I Google clever church signs, an entire library of church signs come up, a whole group and genre of clever church signs. One of them you may have seen. It reads CH blank blank CH. What's missing? It's a pretty clever sign. And I imagine that for all the people who pass by that road and that church, it is very true. There are many URs missing from the church today. In fact, a great majority. Over the past 6 months, there's been a lot of studies being done on the effects of COVID from the psychological vantage point, from the educational vantage point, even from the church vantage point. And while it's certainly a fair question to ask, what's missing? I think that there is a far better question. And if I had a big church sign, my sign would read, "What's present?" Today's gospel from Matthew 18 gives us that beautiful answer, that important answer, that answer that is the gift of our Christian faith. What's present? God is present. We just heard read that most famous line of scripture. It's Matthew 18:20. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. My friends, that's beautiful. That's not just some Hallmark card talking. That's the words of Jesus. And to be gathered together in his name, to know that he is among us when we are so gathered, that's a tremendous gift that should be acknowledged. And today, as we gather in his name, as we have and are, there is even a greater gift here because we're not just gathered in his name. For us as the church, we're baptized in his name. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have been baptized. And so this morning, as we gather and as we are baptized in his name, what a gift. He is here. You and I are his body, the church. We share communion with God. And that communion is a great communion. It's the communion of heaven and earth. It's the communion of God and man. And that communion extends horizontally in our human relationships. The relationships we have between man and man, woman and woman. All of this is present through the gift of Jesus, of God, to his church. And so the church matters. It matters a whole lot. It is that vehicle. It is that instrument of salvation, that communion of heaven and earth, which you and I enjoy. There is for sure a visible structure of the church, and we see that in the building, but we also see that in ourselves. We are the temple, the dwelling place of God. And here in this church, here as church, we are his body. So much so that we are fed with his flesh and blood. The sacrament of salvation. It's for another day, but you know, we as Catholics enjoy that in the full. In fact, we're the only church, properly speaking, the church founded by Jesus Christ. Matthew 16, which we read 2 weeks ago, talks about that. You are Peter, and upon you I will build my church. And here in Matthew 18, Jesus speaks further as to what that means. He even makes explicit mention of the church. That's us. The gift of the Eucharist. We are part of this great communion. The Gospels in the coming weeks, we're going to hear more and more of this. Jesus will say things like, what you do to the least, you do to me. Or even today, what you is bound on earth is bound in heaven. What is bound, loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And probably my favorite is St. Paul. When Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus, he didn't say, Saul, why are you persecuting the men, women, and children? Why are you persecuting Deacon Stephen? No, he didn't say that. He said, why are you persecuting me? How magnificent. This presence of God. How is it that this is made manifest? How is it that we can know more fully this presence of God, who we are? Allow me to suggest three short things. Number one, beauty and reverence. We certainly see beauty, God with us here in this church. It's so beautiful. But you know, to recognize and reverence the beauty of the other. You're the temple of God. When Jesus looks at you, when the Father looks at you, he sees his son. He sees his daughter. To have reverence and for even the teachings of the church. How often those things are maligned. It's time to cultivate beauty and reverence for who we are as Christians, for who we are as church. And I'm not suggesting something stuffy or stale, but I'm also suggesting that we should not be slack and sleazy. And there's a lot of sleaze in our world today. Cultivate beauty and reverence. How about radical honesty and truth? You know, church is not a place where we leave our problems at the door. Church is a place where we bring our problems. Church is a place where sin and failure can be dealt with. A place of thought-filled and mature conversation. It's not just a social place. It's not just a place we catch up on the latest news. But church is meant to be a place of honesty and truth, of great strength and conversion, an encounter of God's mercy. And so it's not, I'm okay, you're okay, we're all okay, we do our Sunday thing. Rather, it's more like this. God is good. He has communicated and shared his goodness with me in the church through his word and sacrament through other people. And because of that, I now leave with the strength to grow in that goodness. Just a little bit more, but there is a growing, there's a maturing in Christ day by day. There's a holy communion brought about through God and through radical honesty with truth. Finally, the greatest manifestation of God in his church is charity. St. Paul says something so beautiful today. He says, owe nothing to anyone but love. And how many of us in our human relationships, we owe so much to others. We owe, there's leftovers, there's things left undone, there's lack of forgiveness, there's drama. How beautiful if we could owe nothing to anyone but love. the gift of self. My friends, when these things are present, when these things are noticed, beauty and reverence, radical honesty and truth, charity, guess what? Healing happens. We begin to know not just what's missing, but what's present. God is present. For when two or three are gathered in his name, he is here. And we are so gathered. We are his body, so united. And so as we begin this new week, pray for that grace, that he who is present here may be more realized here. Present in the church, more realized, more present here in me. May God the Holy Spirit further that work in us. And may we welcome that more and more. For when two or more are gathered in his name, he is present in our midst. Amen.